You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, guys, ESPN is cooked. They're cooked. They really do not want to be the worldwide leader in sports. ESPN, man, when I was a kid, man, it was must-watch. You caught all the highlights. SportsCenter was a real thing. You know, Stuart Scott, Dan Patrick, even Keith Olbermann back in the 90s, guys, they were really entertaining. But ESPN has went down the woke train. They just have. Now, the three major sports in America is the NFL, which is king, MLB, and the NBA. Basketball, football, and baseball. Men's sports, by the way. But we should have known that this was coming. Everyone knows that ESPN is actually really in bed with the WNBA, that is a failing league. The league has been around, what, like 30 years? They've never made a profit. Never have. And the National Women's Soccer League team, remember, that was actually a Megan Rapinoe, NWSL. Nobody watched him. During the World Cup, guys, Americans were actively rooting against the NWSL. Why? Because they were anti-American. They were too busy kneeling for the national anthem, pushing that Marxist agenda. And of course, you know, Megan Rapinoe was advocating for men to invade women's sports. Why? Well, it's simple, guys, because she was actually retiring and she didn't actually have to participate against the men. And when they lost in the World Cup, guys, it was big. It was big news. Americans were celebrating. Also, guys, by the way, ESPN, remember, this is like 3-4 years ago, okay, when Florida implemented Parental Rights in Education Act. You know, stop woke, by the way. No males and female sports. What happened? ESPN was outraged, and they decided to stand with the trans community. See, guys, ESPN is not a serious network at all. Because guess they did, guys? Well, it is sayonara to Sunday Night Football. And they're going to push women's sports. Namely, like the WNBA, which is completely woke and nobody watches. And the NWSL, the woke National Women's Soccer League. You can't make this up, guys. You cannot make this up. They're finished, man. ESPN is just finished. So let's go ahead and dive into this, guys. Here we go. But first, check out blackwhitenetwork.com. Support us by becoming a member. Memberships are just $10 a month. You can actually save money by getting the annual plan. We post member videos over there on the website. And we also have our Friday member stream. We're actually going to be having one today, 4 p.m. Central Time. And when you actually sign up, you get a 7-day free trial. And if you guys do enjoy our content, you can also donate to us directly on the website. $1, $5, $20, $1 million. Whatever you guys want to donate, we do appreciate it. And don't forget about the merch, guys. We have extended our President's Day sale, so you get 15% off everything in the merch store, guys, including our new Patriots 1776 shirt and our black and white sports football shirt, our best-selling shirt, the America 250 Bald Eagle Edition right there that actually has the America 250 logo on the back of the shirt. We have our black and white sports gear, hoodies, zip-up hoodies, hats, another America 250 shirt, Media Virus, Black and White Network. We got hats. We have coffee mugs. But if you are a paying member to the website, guys, you get 25% off your entire order. Almost forgot about that. But anyway, check this out. ESPN to replace Sunday Night Baseball with Women's Sports Sundays. I have a feeling, guys, that this is going to backfire. I really do. It says right here, in a move highly unlikely to succeed, ESPN has announced it intends to replace Sunday Night Baseball with Women's Sports Sunday, Variety reported. ESPN plans to feature the WNBA, the National Women's Soccer League, Women's College Basketball, Softball, and all things women's sports. And I'm willing to bet, guys, for the most part, no one can actually name a single player. Now, of course, you know, Caitlin Clark, that's a different story right there. But can you actually name a player in the National Women's Soccer League? You probably can't. How about women's college basketball? Softball? No, you can't. Wow. The network made the move official on Thursday. And you see the post right there, man. And I'm wondering what these comments look like. I haven't even looked at it yet. Yeah. ESPN PR right here. ESPN to launch Women's Sports Sundays. Debuting this summer, it's the first of its kind weekly primetime franchise showcasing the best of women's sports in premium windows. Yeah. Look at the comments here. Gunther Eagleman, LOL, big mistake, huge. Next one here. If you could define woman, that'd be great. But we know ESPN is going to be using these preferred pronouns. Yeah, they're getting cooked here. The decline of ESPN from the greatest channel on TV into an unwatchable, self-righteous source of pure DEI is just incredible. Yeah. Absolutely astonishing, man. Now, this is what our front office sports actually had to say about it. They wrote here, it says, the move follows ESPN's near breakup with Major League Baseball. The longtime business partners mutually agreed to opt out of their seven-year, $550 million rights deal three seasons early last February. They later came together with a reworked deal that includes a national 30-game midweek package and the rights to sell and distribute MLTV's out-of-market streaming service. ESPN is paying roughly the same for its new deal at $550 million annually. ESPN sees the end of its deal with MLB as an opportunity to push women's sports to the forefront. And let's just keep it real, guys. Women's sports isn't on the same level as sports for men. I mean, baseball guys, MLB, that's America's pastime. But we should have saw this coming, guys, because ESPN has been on this path for a very long time. A very long time. Remember they made that post about, it was on social media. I believe it was actually on X. They made a post and it was showing all these icons of sports. And it was nothing but a bunch of WNBA players that nobody knew who they were. They got cooked on it. They got absolutely destroyed. I believe it's like 100 most influential athletes. And like half of the people they put on there, actually more than half, I believe, nobody knew who these people were. They wanted to diminish the NBA. They wanted to diminish Major League Baseball. Because really, guys, they're in bed with the WNBA. They really are, man. They definitely are trying to push the WNBA. Now, the only saving grace for the WNBA, in my opinion, is Caitlin Clark. Now, of course, you guys probably know she got injured last season, and she'll be back. But we're not even sure if there's actually going to be a WNBA season this year because Rhodes has definitely been covering WNBA on the Black and White Sports 2 channel, so go and subscribe. They're going through this labor deal right now. So I'm not even sure if the WNBA season is actually going to start on time. I mean, that league is losing so much money, man. But ESPN really wants to push it. And in a way, they kind of got to push it because they got in bed with this league. A league that is failing. A league that still lost $40 million. ESPN is finished, man. They're absolutely finished. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.